Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
If you missed our last program, you've got to catch it. This is so important. We're not here to entertain. We're here to let you know what's going on. This is an alarm being raised up right now. We've got to pay close attention. Every dot has to connect. And you're joining us right here on VFN TV. I know this is a sense of urgency, but our time is so limited with you. We have a very limited amount of time. Remember, you go to VFNTV.com and go to the torch. Subscribe to our newsletter now. Go to VFNTV.com, subscribe to our newsletter, download our app. Let's stay in communication because some serious things are taking place in the world right now. And people have some evil intentions to do harm to our nation. And we got to just, this mindset is like, my goodness, they want to harm us. They really want to. And it's like, we have to wake up. And of course, John Ramos is joining me. But right now, when you think about this, you think about the First Amendment to the Constitution. And the First Amendment is so important. And you got to get your little pocket Constitution so you can read. It's pretty small. And the First Amendment starts talking about us having the freedom to do what we're doing right now, to be able to, that Congress shall make no law concerning religion, and that there's the freedom of the press, and we have a right to petition our government, and all these things, that this is a right that we have based on the Constitution that God has allowed us to have in our nation. But as we speak right now, you hear the words like net neutrality. Understand, you know, Saul Alinsky, you know, wrote this particular book, walked out these whole techniques called Rules for Radicals, but he got them from, based on his own intro to his book, Rules for Radicals, from Lucifer. He dedicates the book to Lucifer, who did the very same radical rules and got his own kingdom. And we have that for you. We actually have the book for you, but our current president was mentored by this particular man, and so was Hillary Rodham Clinton, mentored, who they're saying as we speak right now, that she's going to be the next president of the United States. They're talking about that. And it's like a brother and a sister that was mentored by Saul Alinsky, brother and sister in the context, they had the same mentor, Saul Alinsky, that it's like, man, there's a fundamental transformation taking place of America. And based on our last program, you got to catch it, that our president, according to his pastor at the time, Jeremiah Wright, was selected before he was elected. And we found out, according to Valerie Jarrett, which is the family close friend, she actually selected him. And her goal is to be able to make America an Islamic nation. And it's coming through based on her own words. We just got to catch last program if you didn't get it. But I just want to catch you up to date. And what are they going to do? What do they want to do? They want to be able to silence us at that point. They want to be able to not have the freedom of speech anymore. The first thing that happens when people who want to control people is they say this. They say, I don't want you to talk. I don't want you to say anything. Because if you communicate, you know, as a matter of fact, we just saw an imam in our last program talking of the first Sharia court being set up in Irving, Texas, North Texas. You got to see that. Like, can you believe that? But they say we got a system set up. We're very smart in how things are set up. And they even said, you know, this is the imam and his professor friend, I believe, is a professor. You know, said that even most Muslims are ignorant of what's going on, and that when we had some, I think 400 Muslim scholars that came together at one point, they came together and said, you have to be a scholar to be able to be a leader and declare a caliphate. So they really based their religion off of how much do you know and how intelligent you are based on some of the things that we're seeing. And so they're saying, you know, we're the ones that really know what's going on. Listen, that's not the God that we serve. And understand right now, when you hear the words net neutrality, when you hear the words up, what they mean is down. When you hear the word right hand, watch the left hand. When you hear someone say yes, actually, understand it's no. When you hear somebody says you're going to have more freedom, understand they're going to take away freedom. When somebody says we want net neutrality and we want everybody to have access to the internet, and what they really want to do is come in and control the internet. I mean, the last thing that we have on the face of the earth at this moment right now in regards to technology and communication that, I mean, you can speak to anybody anywhere in the world is the internet. And now they're wanting, and since day one, we talked about this with the FCC in the very beginning of maybe last year, the very, very beginning of the president's administration, the first thing they did was put somebody in the FCC that's going to begin to, you know, try to bring in net neutrality and bring in, you know, and once you allow the government begin to regulate it, they're wanting to regulate it, according to reports right now, by the AP News is reporting that they want to regulate the internet like a utility, which means like your power, like your water, like your gas, which means at that point they'll determine how much, who will get what will be said. All of a sudden when you hear things being said like now where they say, you can't pray in school, you can't bring Jesus up in school, you can't bring your Bible to school. You know why? Because we let the government come in and begin to say, we want you to regulate education. We want the National Education Association to take over. We're going to send all of our money to the 530 folks in Washington, D.C., and they're going to tell us how to educate. And now you have people scared to bring up Jesus. What do you think is going to happen if you give the internet over to the government? You know, right now it's ran by private industry. It's ran by, you know, corporate world and that type of thing, which is, by the way, is owned by your neighbor, you know, stockholders and all that type of situation. But understand, if we give that over to the government, they're going to do the same thing. Also, somebody's going to say, you can't do that on the internet. You can't preach Jesus on the internet. That's, you know, that's hate speech if you talk about, you know, Jesus is the only way to God. And so these things are happening as we speak, and they want to be able to shut that down. I don't know how much time we have. I don't know how much time we have, but I do know there's a sense of urgency taking place. And I just want to encourage you to begin to get out your Constitution, begin to read it and understand it, a little small little pocket Constitution. Because understand this, that's the reason why police officers are restrained from doing what they can't just walk in your house. They just can't search you without a warrant. You can't just be taken without, you know, accused of a crime without having a trial. People that accuse you have to be in the presence of you, and your accuser has to face you in court. That you have a right to a jury of your peers. That you have a right to speak and to say, you know, whatever, as long as you don't hurt someone. That's a constitutional right that you have. And if they take that away, and this is what some of the things that's been said. Oh, the Constitution's outdated. It's a list of negative rights. And they begin to belittle the Constitution. And it's like, if we don't have God in the Constitution, we don't have America as we know it. But understand this. This is what I truly believe. I truly believe, you know, forget about this, church, if you don't even pick up your Bible. This word is useless. The Constitution's word is useless without God's word. Because in the Constitution and in the Declaration of Independence, it was declared the reason why we could have the nation that we have is because all of our rights come from God. They don't come from government. If they come from government, then we end up with a king over us again. We end up with a tyrannical leader over us again. But our rights come from God. And if we don't even pick up God's word, his Bible, 81% of Christians in America that have Bibles, they don't even pick them up. 81%. And according to George Barna, The 19% that do, only 3% pick it up in the context of loyalty to what God's word says and makes decisions in their life. So you can actually memorize the Constitution all we want to if we don't begin to abide with the Lord. And I encourage you today, we're going to be talking about net neutrality. We're going to be talking about the First Amendment. We're going to be talking about these things and what does it mean. We have to, and think about this. Imagine if tomorrow, you no longer have a mic. You no longer have the internet. You don't have the ability to communicate. They shut that down. And now you got to face eternity. You got to face God. And God's going to say, what did you do up to that point? You had the ability to communicate to the world. You had the ability to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and let people know that I love them and I have a plan for their life, that I can forgive them and I could restore them. I mean, all of that was at your hand. What did you do with that? Can you imagine about to lose that? And then it's like you can't regain that? Well, right now, at this one point in time, that's where we're at. And 97%, think about this, 97% of the church, regular church attenders, ones who gather with their church at least once every 2 weeks, don't even give God his tithes and offerings. Listen, we have put ourselves in a place that we don't want to be. You know, I think about this. I think about, you know, in Romans chapter 1, he says there's three phases about turning over a nation. There's three phases. And we are in the third phase, and it is cranked down. The first phase, he talks about, and it's a big, by the way, all of our partners, those that partner with us, for any dollar amount at all, you get access to all these teachings. We got this available for you. And you need to get it so you can listen to, you know, is America under God's judgment? It's just asking the questions. Is it under God's judgment? And then we'll look at God's word and find out what God says. And I talk about these three different phases in the word of God. And we've way past the first phase, you know, not acknowledging God, not being grateful to God. The next phase is, okay, therefore God turns us over to sexual immorality to do things we ought not to be done. That's the second phase. And the third phase is a release of of what you're seeing happen as we speak right now in regards to, you know, same-sex marriages, and all of a sudden there is no more. It's everything goes. They give up their minds to God gives them over to a reprobate mind. All of a sudden the nation is just judged. And it's like, you know, we have to wake up. We have to say, you know what? God, we're sorry. We've sinned. We've sinned in our lives and turn back to God. This is kind of where we're at right now. And I know it seems, you know, you think, well, my goodness, you know, how tragic is that? Listen, when our back is against the wall, just like when Israel's back was against the Red Sea, God got them to that place. He put them in that place. He could have took them on a shorter journey to that Red Sea. But you know what he did? He took them on a certain journey that they could not turn and hightail back to Egypt again. He took them so they would be trapped and their back would be against the Red Sea and the Pharaoh's army would be coming that way. You know why? Because he wanted to show himself mighty. And so Moses cried out when Israel was up to the Red Sea. There's nowhere they could go. He had Pharaoh's army coming after them and they were kind of sandwiched in between, you know, we're not going to be able to go anywhere and these people are going to try to kill us. And guess what? Moses looked up and said, God, what do we do? And he said, hold up your staff. And he held up his staff. And all of a sudden, God parted the impossible thing in front of them. God showed himself mighty and parted the Red Sea. And Israel crossed over on dry land because God parted that. Listen, it's not over until God says it's over. But we got to humble ourselves and understand. We got to look up and realize, God, I see the storm. I see what's going on. I see the tragedy. I see the storm. I hear the cries. I see the crucifixions. I see the beheadings. I see the sword being fashioned against America. But I tell you this, Lord, I look up knowing that you can deliver us from this situation. God can deliver us, but it'll require us to stand up and just say, God, we've sinned. Dear God, forgive us. We turn to man. We begin to not give you, we're grateful for the things that you've done for us. If you're in America, you're richer, you're the top 3% of the world in regards to income. If you're the poorest person in America, you're richer than 70% of the world's population. Just think about that. 70% of 7 billion people, you're richer than them. We've been blessed. What have we been doing with this? I know my voice is being raised, but I'm just telling you, a sense of urgency.
When we get back from the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Go to VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com. This is VFN Radio you're listening to. Go to VFNTV.com and go to VFN TV in your menu, and you'll see a prophetic teaching about this generation. It's called This Generation. And it's time for us to wake up and respond. And it's going to encourage you because it's going to give you a perspective that if not, the things that we won't give up now, God will have taken away from us.
Mm-hmm.
He'll look, and there's raiders coming in as we speak, trying to raid the coffers, the government, the taxes, the freedoms, the Constitution, all these different things. But understand that God is allowing that. He's not doing it. He's allowing it to take place. It's his permissive will because of the choices that we've made, and he's intentionally allowing it. It's intentional. There's always somebody that wants to raid you,
mm-hmm.
but he's keeping them back. And then, you know, if we don't respond, it just escalates and gets worse in regards to that. Even being sold as a slave to your enemy. You know, slavery didn't start in America. Slavery's been around since day one. Even mm-hmm. Jesus said, you know, as Christians, you know, slaves obey your masters as unto the Lord. If you can get your freedom, get your freedom. So in the context of that, it was just an everyday conversation then. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be sold to my enemy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want to be sold to my enemy. But I can't be in rebellion to God and think that the end's going to be good. You know, and it may happen on an individual basis. You got to listen to this. Listen to it. It's called This Generation. And what it is that you have a pagan generation. But it's not unusual for a generation who has not yet received or didn't receive the gospel being transferred to their generation to be paganistic. But there's hope. There is hope. And God has a way to do that. Go to VFNTV.com and choose VFN TV on the menu and look for This Generation and begin to listen to it now and share it with your friends. It's a prophetic word for this day and this time.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
1200. So.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Yeah, I can't, you know, I no longer say that I can't believe it. But this is not a movie. This is not a test. This is not a drill.
Yeah.
This is true. And you know, there's kind of a concept people have. They say, you know, there's three ways people survive things under great stress. You know, some people just go do what they did. You know, if they get up and go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning, they'll get up and go to work, even though the world's falling apart. We saw this at 9/11. You know, the towers are falling. These different things are happening, and we're looking at people going like, you're going to work?
Right.
You know, you're going to work. That's what you're doing right now? What are you doing? You know, our citizens are suffering. And so that's their survival. They just kind of, you know, kind of just
keep doing what they
keep
know
doing
to
what
do.
They're doing. Others deny it. They're like, this didn't happen. But then there's people, survivors, who understand we got to pay attention. This is very important. And that's what's going on, you know, in the concept. We got to wake up and understand we have a response. And our response needs to be, God, help us. Or send revival. And I believe in this, you know, great revival is going to come. And so we have our president at a prayer breakfast, mind you, at a prayer breakfast just the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about they're burning people alive, John. They're burning people alive. You saw that right here on VFN TV. We're, you know, it's what's happening. We want it not to happen in America. So you need to see it there so it doesn't happen here.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Jordan started coming in, King Abdullah started going after ISIL for doing that, then they started killing children. They started crucifying children, beheading children, burying children alive. When radical Islam went into France the other day and tried to kill the journalists and all this, and they started coming after them, they went right into a Jewish store and started killing Jews. How in the world does that have anything to do with what the press and what's going on? It's like, listen, it's always JJ. What happens to the Jews and Jesus? What happens to the Jews in this? What happens to the church in this? Because the ultimate thing is Satan would want to destroy everybody that's God's folks. It happens every time. The birth of Moses, what happened? They got word of it. They said, go kill every baby like two and under. Mm. And bloodshed everywhere, right? They're trying to kill Moses, but they didn't. But a lot of bloodshed happened. When all of a sudden, when you know Jesus is born, as soon as King Herod got word of it and he couldn't, you know, they wouldn't tell him anything, he started killing every baby he could find that was about that age. Why? Because they were trying to kill what God was doing. Understand right now, God is bringing great deliverance to this earth, and the greatest thing, the movement this earth has ever seen is about to take place. But understand this great bloodshed, the enemy's trying to stop and prevent what God's doing. But no wisdom, no strength can stop what God's doing. I mean, he's going to do it. He's God, you know, and if you're a believer and you know Jesus Christ as your Lord, you know, if you don't make it physically through this, you're going to be present with God, watching from the banister of heaven, the victory of God, and the greatest harvest the earth has ever seen. It's reportedly over 1 billion souls coming into the kingdom of God. But you got to see this. This is amazing. Our president, and now we understand Valerie Jarrett speaking, trying to push us to the place of an Islamic state who selected him before he was even married to Michelle, based on her own reports. And we have this entire interview on the VFN Torch. You can see it. Hopefully it's related. So you can listen to Valerie say, yeah, we were looking at him and we realized that he was a man that would listen to his wife and that we could actually, this is what her words were. Yep. And I was just listening. And that was before Michelle married Barack. And you think about that. And it's like, wow, we voted for Barack Obama. We didn't vote for Michelle Obama and we didn't vote for Valerie Jarrett.
Mm-mm.
We voted for President, or well, some people voted for President Barack Obama. Whoever voted, the majority of people did.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.